speaking to me, and he said, not unless he's in quotation marks. So we better see some people, get back there and talk to them, and just don't let them. Mississippi and Alabama, I explained to them, Mississippi can believe in segregation. They can segregate themselves, but they can't say that can't have two men from the whole nation sitting up at the other place. It's not with them, and they got no right to say who else can come in that hall from 50 states. And they ought to be joining up with them, and I hope he doesn't.
I've been trying to get the word out that we can. It's pretty hard once you get to the hall. That's where we are now. But,
I thought we had these immediate switches. We could talk to every delegation of meetings.
We do.
Well,
I can get John and just have to go into that room where he is and talk to him.
I would tell him, number one, I talked to Senator Russell, sir, when they told me, shut up. Now, Hubert's on again. Did you tell him tonight?
Yes, sir. He said he had not mentioned Reuther. He had not been seen with Reuther.
Well, he is. He's on it all, and he's here right now. I'm just watching.
But could it be a tape?
I don't know.
He left my hotel just with a separate from me because I didn't stick with
him. Did you tell him to quit thinking out loud?
Yes, sir. He said he would only smile, wouldn't say another word.
All right.
Maybe he's playing a tape, which maybe he's just. But he said that he had stayed away from Reuther publicly at every place. That
he's trying to claim big credit, but working it out, you see. CBS is interviewing him now. I think the best thing you can do is talk to John, explain to him, when I talk to Senator Russell. And I don't want to quote Senator Russell because he doesn't want to get in a fight with the governor of Georgia. But he told me that he thought this is all right. He didn't think we'd do any better. He doesn't take a vote from Mississippi. It seats the Mississippi delegation instead of the Freedom delegation. And then when he invites two representatives in, it doesn't take a vote from anybody, and they've got no right to say that you can't have. If I invite them to stay all night with them, and they do, they've got no right to say I can't go across the street and have coffee with somebody the next morning. That's going a little too far, as my guess. And he said he thought it'd be reasonable. Jim Eastland said he thought it'd be reasonable. Now, John's got to get that viewpoint.
I just cannot take much other viewpoint because he is the president of
I don't care.
All those governors and mayors this morning.
I don't care, but you got to go tell him that.
Yes,
boy.
I will.
Because he's interviewing. He's not only got to do that, you all got to go to each Southern delegation right quick while this thing's being discussed before they walk out.
Well, what we're trying to do is get word to them that the Freedom Party turned it down entirely and are trying to get a roll call. I think that'll help more with it. Really,
well, can they get a roll call?
We don't think so. The Michigan party did part of it. Michigan just completed its caucus and voted 70-35 for this compromise. And they think that's the worst state they have. Huh? Oh, they're bringing Connelly in here now, Bill Moyer. He's on his way here.
Now, please go get a hold of Humphrey and tell him to stay off the television the rest of the evening. See, he's got Johnson and Eastland upset down there. Every time they see him and Reuther, it's just the worst thing that could happen.
You just didn't even pay attention to me, because I think just...
Well, I know it, but you just look at it right now.
He said, I'll just go past him and smile.
Can you get Jim to get a hold of him or something?
No, I can, but I did this.
I rather doubt we ought to see him tonight, don't you, in the light of this fight?
Well, I think it would depend on how it goes. If it goes smoothly, and I think there's still some chance that this may be just gavel through, because...
Well, how can they get a roll call?
Well, unless somebody presents on either side, has a sub-seat, enough.
Well, now, has anybody talked to Pastore, or is that just being assumed?
To Mansfield only.
What?
Oh, yes, to Pastore, yes. I thought you were talking about something else. To Pastore, yes.
Does he know what he's supposed to do?
Yes, sir.
Will he do it?
Yes, sir. Mildred's getting on things right quick, just be sure, but he said he would take that responsibility himself. Just a minute.
Worst thing in the world is just go out and get up. Yeah.
Just a minute. You want to talk to John then? Mr. Johnson?
Yeah.
You want to talk to John?
Yeah.
He's right here beside me. Just a minute.
How you doing? I just talked to Jim Eastland. He's trying to get the governor. Governor's been on television. Says that he hopes that he can do some good with him when he understands it, that they have not understood what happened. That they thought that they were taking two of their seats and converting them into delegates at large from the state of Mississippi. Before this thing came up today, I haven't told anybody else this, but I guess I've got to tell you now. I called Russell, and I called him at 8 o'clock this morning, and I called him again when this came up a little afternoon, right after you had left with that meeting in Walter's office, after Walter called me about it. And I outlined it to him, and he said, does it take any votes away from the Mississippi delegation? I said, no. Are you seating them clear-cut every vote to 2 feet congressman and 2 feet senator? I said, yes. Well, he said, where do you get your votes for the two representatives that sit in at large? I said, we create them. I invite Mississippi to come up, stay all night with me, and we have dinner, and they sleep in the house, and we have breakfast, and the next morning I go out, and I see you on the sidewalk, and I invite you to come over and have a cup of coffee with me. And he said, well, they've got no right to say if you take two at large, all it does is dilute them by 2 out of 2,000. That's right, isn't it? I said, yeah, 2 out of 2,300. Well, he said, that's not anything to be concerned about if you had a vote. 2 out of 2,300, but you haven't got any vote. And I would go ahead and I'd say it's a good solution to it. I told Eastland that, and he said, well, why in the hell didn't you call me? And I said, just because I stay on the phone down here all the time, and I just can't call and kiss everybody, Jim. And I talked to the leader that I thought knew the problems of our country as well as anybody else. And 2 hours later, I got a call from Sanders, who's supposed to be much more liberal than Russell, going to run against him, I guess. And he was upset, and I couldn't even tell him that I had had this conversation because I told Russell talking to him and I wouldn't be throwing his name around. He didn't want to get in these convention fights, but I was just asking him for wisdom. So Eastland says he'll try to talk to him and see if he didn't know how the governor back up on his television, but he thinks there'll be some of them that'll stay there and that cast whatever votes they can for him, and then he and I'll try to look after Mississippi during the next 4 years. They got a hell of a lot of problems, and when they go to saying that the other 49 states can't give two people, it's a dog in the manger attitude. They got every vote they came, every man theirs is seated, they won, the other side lost, the other side had to move off the floor, go to the balcony, and now they say that the other 49 states can't have two in. That's going, they're not only segregating themselves, but they're saying everybody else got to be segregated. That goes further than they ought to. Now, I thought you ought to know that I talked to A. Russell, B. Eastland, and what I had used in talking to them, and maybe you could talk to some of these other folks and try to get them. Now, they're trying to get a roll call, And they're trying to beat this some of the extremists and the freedom people. And we got them on both sides, but there's going to be no crucial vote. There's going to be no principle at stake that where anybody sacrifices an acre of any kind. And the main thing, I think, that we've got to tell these Southerners like Holland and Smathers and the rest of them, who I've tried to reach but I can't, is that the alternative to this is that we got 1,100 to 800 to 900, and if we got beat and the Negroes ran us out, then I never could get anywhere. And this is a much lesser of two evils.
Well, I think things have settled down a little bit. As you know, well, you don't know, I talked to Paul Johnson.
No, I didn't know that.
Before he went on television, I told him he made a great mistake. He had issued a statement, however, prior to the time I got him. I told myself to call
him. Well, that's smart. That's smart.
And he said he had not heard from anybody for 3 days. He didn't know why, and somebody hadn't talked to him. And I said, well, goddamn it, Paul, you ought to be here. We can't run a convention by long distance. And,
Well, now, I called Eastland about 3 or 4 times, and we had Eastland talk to him the last 2 days myself.
Well, that may be part of your problem. I don't know. He didn't indicate that. But I know that's part of the problem in Georgia. It's going to be part of the problem everywhere. Russell ain't here either. And Talmadge is not here. It's over Geneva. And these guys that are taking his heat, by God, they just don't like it when the other officials that leave them high and dry to sweat it out all by themselves. Now, he doesn't know if you can talk to Russell.
No, and I'm not going to let him know it, but I don't like it either. But what the hell are you going to, how are you going to make them, John? I don't know.
Well, you can't make them. The point is, and I'll talk to you about this later. We don't have to go into that now, but I think I just have to remember who was here fighting the battle, who wasn't. Now, I've talked to Bull Connor of Alabama. Got him up in the room just while I came to the convention. And he's going to stay in here unless they run him out. His whole bunch is here, they're on the floor, nobody's gonna run them out. He's gone over and talked to the Louisiana group, and they're gonna stay. We've talked to the Arkansas group, and they're gonna stay, unless all of us calls them and orders them home, and I'm gonna try to get him right now. I'm gonna try to call John McKissick. And just before I came up here, I talked to Carl Sanders again, and I said, just get on the goddamn television and say you won a victory, that you came here to and the principle that Mississippi had seceded to our seat.
Every vote of every vote.
And you say this other business, these two delegates, it's an extra legal maneuver, but it's 2 out of 2,000. We've had
2 out of 2,300, and they ain't going to cast those two votes.
And you say they're not going to have a chance to cast them, and I don't care if they go sit on the platform, as far as I'm concerned.
That's right.
We don't determine who sits on the platform, but we want to see Mississippi seated in the RC.
That's right. That's right. That's the basic.
Basically, that's the position I'm going to take. And I thought I'd just get on television.
I would. Don't get tied up too much in Mississippi, though, but but say on the legal principle. And just say that we believe in law and order. And law and order extends not only to the Civil Rights Acts, but it also extends to election rights, the same way, election law. And that the Credentials Committee has heard them and has seated the Mississippi delegation. And that's what ought to have been done, and then everybody in every state nearly felt like it.
Well, I think we've got things cooled down a little bit. I've talked to Harrison, I've talked to Russell, I've talked to Don Russell, and I think we're pretty fair shape.
Now, Edith Green's giving us hell. She just denounced Edith Green right now on NBC because she can't get a minority report yet, and I think he'll gavel it through. That's what I hope to do. If you get a chance, please try to tell him. I think McCormick ought to be in that chair instead of Pastore, but I can't change it from here. But that ought to.
Well,
she's giving Wallace hell now in Mississippi, but she's a no good woman. So try to gavel that thing through and we're through. And call me if you need, if I can do it, tell you.
All right.
Thank you, John.
Bye.